Brazier's Brilliance, an art exhibition in the atmospheric Grade 2 listed barn at Brazier's Park, offers a rare chance to explore contemporary creativity and a remarkable slice of local history too. Taking place on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of May, and again on the 8th, 9th and 10th of May, the exhibition runs daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m, 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday. Entry is free and refreshments will be available, making it an easy and welcoming day out in the Chilterns. Brazier's Park itself is something of a hidden gem, set within a striking Grade 2 listed Strawberry Hill Gothic house and estate. It has long been a hub of creativity and a laboratory for community life. Originally built in the 17th century, the house was later remodelled in the Gothic Revival style by a naval officer who had served with Captain Cook on the Endeavour. Over the decades, it has hosted films, music, festivals and cultural projects, while providing a retreat for artists, thinkers and educators. Exhibiting in the barn are three artists united by their love of the countryside and local history. Jacqueline Burridge presents colourful local landscapes, capturing the character and shifting light of the surrounding area. Wendy Botto shows vibrant still life paintings alongside scenes of Oxford, Brazier's and Italy. Ariadna Alvarez brings a three-dimensional element to the exhibition with expressive pottery and sculpture. The site's modern chapter began in 1950 when Norman Glaister bought the house following wartime service with the Army Medical Corps. Inspired by Wilfred Trotter's book The Instincts of the Herd in Peace and War, he envisioned a community dedicated to education, peace and collected living, a vision that continues to shape Brazier's Park today. And you can find further information on the Arts Week website.